Hello and welcome to another edition of the Sport Intern Special, a series of podcasts presented by me, Ashish Sharma, in which we speak to the movers and shakers within the Olympic movement. And in this edition, we have a chat with Francesco Ricciabitti. He is the president of the Associated Summer Olympic International Federations, ASOIF. But his tenure will end at the end of this year, after which Ingmar De Vos, the current president of the International Equestrian Federation, will take over. So I began my conversation with Francesco by asking him about his time at ASOIF.
Having been myself a great supporter of the term limits, I think was the right time to, for me, according to the Constitution, to leave and to leave the baton to a man that has worked with me for many years and has my confidence, but more than that, has the confidence of all the members.
And you're sort of leaving in a blaze of glory because we've got the Paris 2024 Olympics. It's a very revolutionary concept in terms of what they're organizing.
My feeling come more from my position as a member of the coordination commission. I was member of many coordination commissions in the last 20 years, all the games. The last one in Paris has been more complicated for some budget constraints. And also the situation of the world that is not so easy as it was a few years ago, conflict, economic downturn, and many other factors. In general, we expect great game. The quality of the people in Paris, as I said, is very high, skilled. We have many iconic venues. Sport in Versailles, equestrian, sport in Grand Palais, sport in Les Invalides, archery, my sport in Roland Garros, obviously, together with boxing. Roland Garros will be the venue for two sports. We are really very confident that will be a great game and memorable game. Obviously, this is the most important part. Obviously, the budget constraint leaves some specific sport small problems that many will be solved in the last miles, in the last months.
Can you maybe just give us an example of the kind of problems that they're facing financially?
No, we try to lower a little bit the level of service. This has been justified by the budget control of the organizing committee and by the optimization project of the IOC that tried to reduce the cost of some centralized service. I hope it works, because obviously it will be tested in Paris, this. But the combination of these two factors lower a little bit what was the traditional service level. So I am talking more about the customer group, not the athlete, not the sport, not the venue. I'm talking about the guest hospitality and so on and so on.
Do you feel that moving ahead, and now, of course, the IOC has installed the Future Host Commission, that there should perhaps be a limit for all Olympic cities in the future? That's it. You only spent $4.4 billion for organizing an Olympics, and then everyone knows where the game is.
It could make sense. It could also be very dangerous, because the situation is very different country by country. If somebody wants to spend more, so we should not avoid them to invest more. And when I talk about the difference, it's basically about the facilities. I make an example. I was obviously one of the people that recommend Brisbane as a member of the Future Host Commission, the last important decision of the new process. The Future Host Commission, Brisbane, for instance, is a city that needs new facility, because it is facing in the next 10 years a huge immigration, especially Asian. So they need facility for the community, for the population. So why you have to avoid? You cannot stick on the principle we have to use only existing facility as we did in Paris, obviously. So it's a very delicate matter to be standardized. I would say that every situation has its own context, and we have to adjust ourselves, but we should not discourage perhaps people to spend money if it's needed in this area of the world, in this community. I did this example for you to understand exactly that perhaps in Brisbane is a city that is going to get millions of people in the next 10, 15 years. Los Angeles is very rich in terms of existing facility for many sports. They have even a choice. Perhaps it's the only one of the few cities in the world that has a choice to have a sport in many can be placed in many facilities like basket, like and the cost, the major cost as this facility are all run privately. So the major cost in Los Angeles will be surely the contract to get available the facility for the games and for preparation of the games. So it's a completely different context again. The costs are different. The structure of the cost is different in each part of the world.
How much do you feel that the IOC now is really pushing out the boat to capture the youth? On the one side, they're looking at sustainability, making that a priority, but also this growth of urban sport coming into the Olympics in the sense that it's capturing the hearts of the youth by including sports like break, skateboarding, surfing, for example.
I am a man of a balanced person normally, and I believe that again is a balanced discussion. There are pros and cons in any trend. You have to control the trend. You should not go one way. This is my opinion. The strength of the Olympic, the most important strength, comes to this from the established sport. So the key problem are which is the size, which is, and the IOC is very reluctant for the moment to approach this, but will be an issue of the next generation. The size of the game, but the strength still remains the established sport. On the other side, we need to test some other water. That means sport, urban sport, that is a different animal, completely different animal, because discipline are putting together different discipline. They are not sport really, they are discipline. So it's a very complicated matter. If you want, I have many ideas on that. I have my personal idea on the future that I would see, but I'm not obviously the owner or the chairman of the International Olympic Committee. I'm only representing a very important stakeholder for a few months more. And so I've done a lot of experience being a member of the coordination commission of the last four games, that they had very, and it was a great experience because a very different contest between Rio, Tokyo, pandemic, Paris, Los Angeles. I'm still in the Los Angeles coordination commission. So you understand the difference. I believe that with some prudence, the IOC is right that taste the water of the new discipline attractive to the I would do a consideration on that perhaps for you you can use as you want. My position is that we have to be very careful from the sport that the kids likes to practice and the sport that watch, because the watching the interest of the big community and the big numbers, television, online now, also the mobile and every kind, new kind of new media really represent. Because again, the Olympic is becoming a great event, but a great broadcast event. And so you have to consider the two, what the young people want to practice and what the young people want to watch. These are two factors that has to be followed very carefully in terms of measuring, and the fan engagement is becoming a very important factor in sport.
So entertain me with your thoughts on one notion, esports, because it looks like that the IOC is literally thinking about an esports Olympics. How does that work?
The AZOIF is one of the entity that inspires the decision, not easy. For the IOC to get involved in the sport. What I want to clarify, the way to get involved was never intended to go business, but to be a complementary control of an area, very big development that we cannot argue is a sport area, but very limited to the area of the sport, e-sport games, video and so on, linked to the existing our sport, that could promote to some extent our sport and could complement, not to do business in absolute terms. The business that we are talking is less than 10% of the big business.
Is that what is happening?
Yes. What this is the aim. This is the aim of ASRIF position, to inspire the IOC. For the moment, we go this way. We try to involve all the federation, because the federation in this respect could exploit a function of control of the development, because the bigger player, we have to acknowledge, are the publisher in the e-sport, are not the International Federation. But if the International Federation, through some standard agreement that we are promoting and doing and preparing, and we have, so not surprisingly, from the first experience that we had in the IOC, the successful sport in e-sport are the one that has very good partner as a publisher. I make an example, perhaps. The last games, the most successful was baseball, just to give an idea. And the reason was that the publisher partner was absolutely the best between the one. So we encourage these three lateral. So then we control the area that is of our interest. So the AIF, instead of being, if you want, the primary actor, are a sort of guarantee that the field of e-sport that is interested to the Olympic movement, that is a small part, as I said, because the big business in e-sport come from violent games or other games that are not really fitting with the value, Olympic value, if you want. So this is the spirit in which ASRIF inspire and recommend the IOC to get involved.
And by contrast, coming back to what you were saying earlier about the core are the traditional sports, I could see that you were very affected when you were talking about the exclusion of boxing now from ASRIF. How do you see the future of that sport? Because, of course, world boxing as a federation has emerged. The idea ultimately is that the sport stays in the Olympics.
At the moment, we are not there yet. My position is that we should find the way to have a representative body, and this depends from the entity that really controls the sport. They are the national governing body. So we need to have a new entity, really representative in a good, of the majority of the important national governing body. Sport is too important. Box is too important, in my opinion, as a sport, as an Olympic sport. It's a sport that has some unique quality. It covers the low-class people, way to escape from very dangerous attitude or activities in this very difficult world. And boxing, to me, has played a very important role, social role, educational role. And we cannot, within the combat sport, I don't want to offend the other one, but boxing, in my opinion, remains the most relevant. So we cannot... Boxing could not be out of the Olympics. This is my view. If boxing could not be out of the Olympics, we need a sort of organization, perhaps that takes care only of that, if you want, only of being the Olympic without any ambition, like the latest IBA to get in the professional field, that perhaps is not. In boxing, the difference is very big between the amateur and the professionals, much bigger than in tennis even. So something that really perhaps focus on the Olympic, at least at the beginning, and very supported by the national governing body.
As a final question, is coming back to your role in the Coordination Commission for Paris. It's quite an ambitious plan for the opening ceremony to be held alongside the river. It's a very creative idea, but there are an awful lot of security risks. And as you mentioned earlier, rightly so, in the geopolitical situation we have, is it too much of a risk, do you feel?
This, I cannot judge from far away this. I appreciate when Ozil, as a member of the organizing committee, the will of the organizing committee to do something unique, special and new. Obviously, when you do something unique, special and new, you incur in many risks, if you want, because it's more complicated than usual. It's not random that you had normally the organizing committee in closed stadium, because there is obviously a much easier security activity, much easier access normally, except some exceptions sometimes, but in general, this is the case. So Paris decided to be unique on that, to take this risk. They, as the people that knows, and in fact there are a debate, don't let me, it's not our job to enter in this kind of decision. We hope that everything is going well and it will remain something memorable. But this is a matter that has to be left to the French friends. And in fact, they debate still this a little bit. There is some debate because there are people more optimistic, people less. But I believe it's a great idea. I hope everything is going okay. We can only say that. We have to be brave sometime in our life. And I'm a great support of the organizing committee. They reduce already. I have to tell you that perhaps the large public doesn't know how many steps they have done. They were talking about millions, then 600, and now we are around what they want to accommodate is 200,000 and something. So this is clearly the last coordination commission, the information that we received. So means that they tried to size the effort in a way that is controllable. So so we have only to admire the effort, the great will of the French ambitions, and the feasibility that comes with this.
Those there with the thoughts of Francesco Ricci-Bitti. He's the president of the Association of Summer Olympic International Federations. Don't forget, you can stay up to date with all the latest in the world of the Olympic movement by subscribing to the Sport Inter newsletter, produced Monday to Friday. Until the next time, stay safe.